Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key outcomes of Prime Minister's visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. The participants are Atul Aneja, International Affairs expert, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi was on a three-nation tour to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman and returned home late last night. He had a successful visit to all the three countries. To know more about the engagements with all these three countries, we are now joined by Atul Aneja, International Affairs expert. Mr. Aneja, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you.
The first stop in Prime Minister's visit was Jordan. Jordan and India celebrated 75 years of diplomatic ties. India and Jordan share close ties with each other. And speaking about the Jordan-India ties, Prime Minister said,
भारत और जॉर्डन के संबंध ऐसे हैं जहां ऐतिहासिक विश्वास और भविष्य के आर्थिक अवसर एक साथ मिलते हैं। हिज मैजेस्टी के साथ मेरी बातचीत का सार भी यही था। ज्योग्राफी को अपॉर्चुनिटी में और अपॉर्चुनिटी को ग्रोथ में कैसे बदला जाए, इस पर हमने विस्तार से चर्चा की।
Mr. Aneja, India is Jordan's major trading partner, and during his visit to Jordan, Prime Minister Modi met His Majesty King Abdullah of Jordan, and five MOUs were signed in the field of renewable energy, water resource management, cultural exchange, digital solution and twinning between Petra and Ellora. Prime Minister also proposed that both the countries should aim to enhance bilateral trade to $5 billion. In the next 5 years. And he also called for a collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's UPI. India and Jordan are engaging on a gamut of issues. So how do you view this? And especially when it comes to the digital payment system, India has made a mark in the world. So how do you view this?
The relationship with Jordan is being seen with a new imagination altogether. Now, there are three layers to it which becomes visible. One is the civilizational layer. We have historical ties. How does it get exemplified? With this agreement on Ellora and Petra. Petra is also an ancient site, a World Heritage Site, and therefore that is what illustrates our civilizational links. Then you come to the technology link, which is evident from the payment system, digital payment system of India, UPI, and how that can be incorporated in Jordan. So there's a technology link which is new between this relationship. And I think the third most important part is that we are linking Jordan to a progressive Middle East. And let me just explain that very quickly. You see, the Jordan is being offered partnership in the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, the IMEC program, which means that Haifa, the Israeli port, is also a part of that. So you will have maybe Aqaba, Haifa, then passing through the Middle East, through Saudi Arabia, UAE. Now, this is the new Middle East. This axis is looking at the Abraham Accords. It is looking at itself in terms of geoeconomic development and modernization. This region is not looking so much in terms of a conflict prone, but in a progressive way. I think this is the progressive imagination where Jordan gets linked up with India's support. So I think if you're looking at the rise of the new Middle East, Jordan is very much a part of it, and its trajectory is more economic and developmental-oriented rather than conflict-oriented. I think this is a new imagination which was visible in the manner in which Prime Minister Modi engaged his counterparts in Jordan. We are sort of breaking into positioning Jordan along a new paradigm and breaking away from a confrontational past. I think that's something which is pivotal, which is extremely important, and which is very, very long term.
Very lucid explanation, Mr. Aneja. And moving on to the next country, Ethiopia. This was Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, and the relationship was elevated during the visit of Prime Minister. Speaking on the India-Ethiopia ties, Prime Minister said,
हम भारत-इथियोपिया संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप स्तर पर ले जा रहे हैं। यह कदम हमारे संबंधों को नई ऊर्जा, नई गति और नई गहराई प्रदान करेगा। हमें हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी, इनोवेशन, टेक्नोलॉजी, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला।
Mr. Aneja, the trade between India and Ethiopia was US dollar 550.19 million during 2024-25. In your opinion, what are the plans to further enhance the trade? And also, I would like to mention that 8 MOUs were signed during the visit. How do you view this?
Trade, this you have to see the economic structure of each country. So I'm not focusing too much on the trade element in it. That is something which will happen in the future. But what is more important is that we have established a strategic partnership with Ethiopia. Now, you can see from the Prime Minister's statement that there are three layers to it. One is, again, the civilization layer. Ethiopia is one of the important ancient civilizations of Africa. So the civilizational connect with India comes in over here. The second part is, again, technology, which is also visible in the engagement with Jordan. Health is a very important element because India prides itself as the pharmacy of the world. Especially during COVID, we provided free vaccines to these countries. So we are a health provider, especially to the Global South. And the third element is the outreach to the Global South and Africa, because as you are aware, Ethiopia has fairly important foreign policy heft. It is a member of the BRICS Plus. It is also the headquarters of the African Union. So engagement with Ethiopia on a strategic level has a ripple effect on the entire African continent. I think that's the reason why this decision to engage with Ethiopia so prominently has come in. It showcases India's strengths, its collaborative attitude, and it's a model for India's engagement with the Global South, especially Africa. So I think if you look at holistically, this was much more than a bilateral visit. And finally, what I want to also say is the way the Prime Minister was received, that gave it an X factor. The Ethiopian Prime Minister was at the airport to receive Indian Prime Minister along with his cabinet colleagues. That's a very, very special gesture. It doesn't happen unless you want to build a special relationship. You went to a science park together in a car which was driven by the Ethiopian Prime Minister himself. Science is another thing. It shows progress, futuristic outlook, and that was again symbolically very important. So I think you can see that this was a very, very special visit. And the optics itself showed that this is the manner, this is with the new energy that new India wishes to engage with the Global South, especially Africa.
Your answer brings me to my next question, Mr. Aneja. Prime Minister emphasized that India and Ethiopia as nations of Global South must stand together to give greater voice to developing countries. He highlighted the pivotal role of Addis Ababa, headquarters to the African Union, in realizing the dreams of African unity. And he also said that India was honored to welcome the African Union as the permanent member of the G20 during its presidency. Do you feel that India is reflecting upon in its deep commitment to Africa's development?
Definitely a friend which prides itself in handholding the Global South. I mean, that's absolutely clear, and that is visible right from the time of the G20 summit, which India hosted in 2023, when India went out of its way to accommodate the entire African Union of 54 countries as a part of the G20. So our outreach to the Global South was very clear from that time onwards. We also have an online summit every year with the Global South countries, which again showcases India's outreach to the Global South. So at this visit, I think that is the visit to Ethiopia, reinforces that India's commitment to the Global South. So I think that's very clear. I think there's one more point we need to be highlighted, which is the spirit of Ethiopia, the spirit of pride, sovereignty and independence. This is one country which was never colonized and continues to maintain its sovereign voice in the global system. I think that's how, from an Indian perspective, Ethiopia becomes a role model for the rest of the Global South countries. The important is that we engage with the Global South. The rise of Global South has to be with pride, independence and self-confidence. I think that is the subtext to why Ethiopia was chosen as a country for such a special relationship.
Mr. Aneja, I would now like to move to the third and last destination of Prime Minister, which was Oman. And Oman is a crucial pillar of India's West Asia policy and its oldest regional strategic partner. The political engagement between the two countries has increasingly taken a more strategic shape in the years, and the historical India-Oman bilateral ties was transformed to strategic partnership in November 2008. So during this visit, Prime Minister also expressed his opinion about the India-Oman ties. Let's first listen to what he said.
मांडवी और मस्कत के बीच अरब सागर एक मजबूत ब्रिज बना है जिसने हमारे रिश्तों को मजबूत किया कल्चर इकोनॉमी को ताकत दी, आज हम विश्वास के साथ कह सकते हैं कि समंदर की लहरें बदलती हैं, मौसम बदलते हैं, लेकिन भारत ओमान की दोस्ती हर मौसम में और मजबूत होती है.
वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट हाईलाइट ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स विजिट टू ओमान इज ऑफकोर्स कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप अग्रीमेंट सीपा. कुड यू एक्सप्लेन टू अस व्हाट एग्जैक्टली सीपा इज एंड हाउ विल इट फर्दर स्ट्रेंथन द इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप बिटवीन द टू कंट्रीज.
दीक्षा, सीपा इज अनदर वे ऑफ सेइंग दैट देयर इज अ फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट बिटवीन इंडिया एंड ओमान. सो व्हेन यू हैव एफटीए व्हिच मींस योर ट्रेड गोज नॉर्थवर्ड्स मैनीफोल्ड, दैट वी सॉ द सिमिलर थिंग हैपनिंग विद इंडिया एंड यूएई, सिमिलर काइंड ऑफ एग्रीमेंट बीइंग साइंड एंड व्हिच हैज बेनिफिटेड अस इमेंसली, बेनिफिटेड यूएई एज वेल. सो यू हैव अ फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट, जनरली ड्यूटी स्ट्रक्चर्स आर रिड्यूस्ड टू ऑलमोस्ट जीरो, सो देयर इज अ फ्री फ्लो ऑफ गुड्स एंड सर्विसेज व्हिच गोज बिटवीन द टू कंट्रीज. अपार्ट from that, any kind of a SEPA or FTA agreement encourages investments in the other country. When you have investment, that need not be confined only to the host country, but that investment can yield products which can be exported to other parts of the world, with which that country may have special arrangements with. So overall, it just propels the economic interaction, the economic dynamics between the countries which are party to a SEPA or a free trade agreement. So that's what happened on the economic plane. Besides, there is also the strategic partnership between the two countries, which gets reflected in this port of Tukum, where the Indian Navy has certain rights to dock. This is for the overall security of the Indian Ocean shipping lanes. I think that's where there is this security and a strategic element in our relationship. The fourth element is the push to people to people, especially young people exchanges, not just exchanges in visiting the country for tourism, but in the areas of technology where India is strong. For example, space technology is a very important element. The Prime Minister referred to Yuvika, a program of the ISRO, where he invited Omani youth to come and to learn about India's technology. You know, this not only gives you skills, but it changes the mindset. Your mind works in a forward-looking direction, in the direction of science and technology, which is engine for real change inside the societies in which the individuals come from. So I think that people-to-people connection and giving it a certain direction was a very important element of the Prime Minister's visit to Oman. And if you look at all the three visits, especially Oman visit, you know, he was on the role which the Indian diaspora has been playing. I think that was another factor. Actually, there's a diaspora in Ethiopia as well. So engagement of the diaspora in Oman especially was visible, but that has been part of the Modi administration's foreign policy. I mean, we have been engaging countries with large Indian diaspora. That was visible in the case of Oman as well. So again, forward-looking direction, future-ready direction in the bilateral relationship between India and Oman.
Mr. Aneja, you have touched upon each and every aspect of the bilateral relationship with all the three countries. Thank you so much for giving us such deep insights on the bilateral partnership between India, Jordan, India, Ethiopia and India, Oman. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
You were listening to a discussion on key outcomes of Prime Minister's visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. The participants were Atul Aneja, international affairs expert, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.